Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest-growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Much pride to back off of it. I wear it well when no one can see. I'm talking about pain. Gonna take trials to be delivered. Y'all know that happiness ain't for free. I'm heading down the wrong way. Please, somebody, won't you? Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me, yeah.
My soul is on fire, and I can't take this pain away.
Got me running.
My soul is on fire, and I can't take another day.
I'm still hurting, about to give up. Done lost sleep and lost weight. I'm doing bad. Getting hard to keep my chin up. I need somebody to kneel and pray for me. Yeah. I'm heading down the wrong way. Getting hard for me to breathe. Yeah. Oh, please, won't somebody please stop me? Oh,
my soul is on fire.
Oh,
and I can't take this pain away.
Got me running.
My soul is on fire.
Greetings. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, Almighty God Allah in person. We forever give praise and thanks to Him, the Supreme Being, for coming in our midst and raising up a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the personage of the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad, the last and most surely the greatest apostle, messenger, and prophet to ever live. We greet all of our listening audience and both their names with peace, love, and paradise. We say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may want to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. Again, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank you for joining us live and those who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it twitter.com/Hiram1555, facebook.com/Hiram1555, blogtalkradio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. I have a few announcements I want to get to you today. I have a treat for all of our listeners today in the person of Brother Minister John Muhammad. Also, I'm gathering something up before you, but I also want to say thank you for your support for the brother minister as he went through his and is going through the trials and tribulations. Thank you all for those emails and for those words of encouragement. But I really want to say a special thanks to Brother Zahir. this brother contacted me before I could get contacted Brother John on the Hiram's 1555 Facebook page before I could ever even get anything up informing the people of what was going on. So I want to really thank that brother there for going out and spreading the word and showing his love for the brother minister. Also, I also like to thank you for supporting us on the Star and Crescent Report with your listening. We hope that you bring a friend, that you tell people about us on both the Star and Crescent Report radio show and the Hiram's 1555 blog. We are now experiencing this month already our largest viewership of the site. I know each month I get on there and I'm saying, man, we just did this, we just did that, but it seems like it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and I just want to thank all of y'all. Now, if we can get together and put some money behind it, then we can really accomplish a lot of goals set out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and because really the show and the website is dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, Jesus Christ, and his messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Jesus of Nazareth. And we call it, behind the scenes, the Master Farad Muhammad Show. So I just want to thank you all, Muslims, Christians, and all of those who support us. Thank you so much and for giving the word out. And I would also like to thank a brother out of California, Brother Lewis, which every time he gets a chance to talk to people, whether he's at work or whether he's just on the streets, he's always telling people about the Hiram's 1555 blog and the Star and Crescent Report. These people stand out, and I would be remiss if I did not do my job in pointing out the people who are really going out supporting us in ways like this, because remember, word of mouth is the best source of advertisement. And today our show is Morning Talk, and we're going to be talking on a range of issues. But before we go any further, and matter of fact, when we're talking on these range of unemployment and all these plagues and crises that are plaguing America and Europe and across the globe, I have a few clips, maybe one or two clips of news that I want to play, which bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But before we go into any of that, it is my pleasure to bring in Brother Minister, I believe Brother Minister John Muhammad is on the line. Brother yes. Minister John Muhammad. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother.
Assalamu alaikum. First, I say in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due, I'd like to thank him once again to align me to be able to come and share with you some of the wisdom that I have learned from this great man of God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. From the outset, I'd like to thank all of you who have sent in your cards and your sincere condolences for my wife, who had passed this past week with that awful germ called cancer. And Allah took her around Monday. And we buried her on this past Saturday. And we thank you for your prayers. We couldn't have done it without your prayers and without being sincere. And we thank you, and we thank you. Now, I would like to say, my beloved brothers and sisters, with all of the hullabaloo that's going on now, you and I must make a choice. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we're living in a unique time. We're living in the time of God, in the presence of God. And when God said to his prophets, go to the lost sheep, go to the lost sheep that is lost in Israel. Go to the lost sheep. Now, there's other sheep, but he said, go to the lost ones. There are many sheep. Go to the lost ones. Go to the lost sheep in the house of Israel. Other words, there were sheep. And there were sheep looked like the sheep that was lost, but they was not lost, but they looked like the sheep that was lost. So he said, go to the lost sheep in the house of Israel. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that was you and I, the so-called American Negro, the black man of America. Though there was many people who looked like the lost sheep, but they was not lost. They was mentally dead as you and I have been mentally dead for 400 long years. So now here we are today, Almighty God Allah, and He found us. He found us among a sinful people. He found us among a people that had us bound to their theology. He had us blind to the knowledge of self. He had us so dumb that we didn't know which way was up nor down. Whatever the master say, we done it. Lost among the Pharisees. Lost among a people who had no love for us. But today, we thank Allah who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all praise is due, that this is your and my day. And I'd like to say to you, my brothers and sisters, put on your traveling shoes and head in February the 26th, head for Chicago. That's our annual Savior's Day convention. It's on a Sunday, and you can have a place where you can come and see the Trump Towers. You can see the big park we have in Chicago on a Saturday, and just a vacation. And that Sunday, Lord, that Sunday, this is going to be a day like it was back 1974. But I say to you, it's going to be an awful day in righteousness and praising the God who came. It's a righteous day of God. It's not a day of folly like the white people do in their day of Santa Claus and Christmas and the Jesus that they say they worship. It's not that kind of thing, but you come, you try and clean yourself up in the mind on the outside and head for Chicago that day. This is a glorious day that's coming up, and I'd like to say to you, like my wife said just before she went into the darkness, that she could not speak anymore. She said, make sure on your radio show, mention to them, head to Chicago. It may be a time that you will never forget, and may be a time that you wish you had come. It may be a time that you would bite your arm and say, who is me? I wish I had taken away with the messenger. So I say to you, my friend, whatever you're doing, get on the corner with a cup if you have no money and try to make it to Chicago, February the 26th, 2012. What a day it going to be. And I'll say again, I'd like to thank all of you for your cards, your calls. I'd like to thank you for your prayers to me, my wife. Yes, she is gone, but she left a legacy. And I'd like to say to you, the funeral parlor was loaded, over 1,000 people. Over 100 cars went to the cemetery. And they thought it was a temple meeting. And I said, no, this is a funeral. It's not a temple meeting, but the outpouring of love. And I thank all of the people who came and all of the people who participated in showing their appreciation and showing their respect. And I thank them. And I know Allah thanked them and blessed them because He allowed them to come and had a good feeling. It was a good feeling. It was like coming home. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for showing such great respect for my wife who had passed. I give this back now to Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and all praise is due to Allah for giving Brother Minister John Muhammad the strength to go through these things. But we want to let him know before we go further into the news today, we want to let him know that he's not going to be standing and going through this alone. We stand by him and with him, and we're going to walk through this every step with him. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, my dear brother. Now, I want to address a few things, especially this morning. I saw something which kind of made me chuckle a little bit. Since the Hiram's 1555 blog has been growing, and since the Star and Crescent Report has been growing, it seems as though we have also have some detractors that have been growing also, and just as well as our supporters. But, you know, it's a few detractors, and I noticed that one brother who emailed me. He was very, very sly in his email because he reads my articles all the time, and he noticed that I don't mention a minister or a captain or a lieutenant. I'm always in the teachings, and I'm always bearing witness to the teachings of Almighty God Allah. Those are not even the messenger's teachings. Those
That's
are
right.
Allah's teachings revealed through his messenger. And so
That's right.
This brother emailed me, and he asked me this question. And he said, Brother Rashid Muhammad, I read your articles all the time, and I wanted to ask you, are you a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through the guidance of Minister Louis Farrakhan? And my reply to him was, I am a follower of the last and greatest messenger of Allah through the guidance of his Lord, Master Farad Muhammad. And he wrote me back in a, almost, you know, in a angry statement, saying that I didn't answer his question. But I thought he was asking about Louis Farrakhan. But the question was not about Louis Farrakhan. The question he asked was about, was I a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? And he added, through the guidance. Farrakhan does not guide the messenger. So,
that's right.
First of all, that statement is invalid. So I chose not to even address that part. But as I'm saying to you, he said he noticed that I write articles without giving Farrakhan credit. And instead of him saying something, I can understand if he would have written me and said, I see that you don't give the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings credit, or you don't give the messenger credit, but that's not what he said. And when he wrote me back again, he said that he has his answer. This is where he and I depart, which I was pretty glad that he wanted to depart, but I had to let him know, brother, I did not contact you. You contacted me. I could care less about whether you or those who think like you want to deal with me. I don't care nothing about that. My love is for God and his messenger and my nation. There is no pretenders to the throne of the messengership.
Yes, you're going off.
As I spoke, and I will continue to speak on this show, I laid it out where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to appoint someone to take his place or to sit him in his seat was above his pay grade. He could
That's
not
right.
do that. The messenger said this. And if,
right.
brothers and sisters, for you new listeners who are listening to me, and some of you who follow Minister Louis Farrakhan, this is no attack on Farrakhan. This is
no.
a defense of the messenger.
That's
and
right.
I ask you to go and read the Meet the Press statement in the 1970s when he was being questioned. And they specifically asked him these questions. And he gave specific, straightforward answers. And so you get mad at me and Brother Minister Jones and others
yeah.
like us.
Yes.
When we say to you the exact words that the messenger said, yet you claim
yeah.
to follow the messenger.
Yeah.
How in the world can you get mad that we don't want to dilute the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad?
Right.
You see, listen, if you have pure water is the best thing that you can drink for your body, and it's the best liquid for your health.
That's
it
right.
is the water of life, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Now, you may want a little flavor to your water, and you may drop some Powerade packs in it or some Kool-Aid in it. That's on you. But don't
right.
try to dilute my water, because I want my water pure. I'm not mad at you because you chose to take your way over there. Don't get mad at me because I chose to take my way with the apostle.
That's right.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm going to stand on a sure foundation, the only foundation that was raised up by God himself, lived with God himself, taught by God himself, missioned by God himself, guided by God himself, and protected by God himself. And there's no other person in the annals of history, especially modern-day history, who even comes close to meeting that prolific work that man did. So I'm going to
That's
stick
right.
with him. And don't
yes.
get mad at me, especially for you who claim to
yes.
follow him. What You know, brother, and I didn't mean to go through this, but I got to say something. It's just like this. Let me give these people an example. I love to give you an example because sometimes examples make you see the heart of a matter.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, you are a sick man. You are in the hospital. The doctor and the nurse are standing in the room. The doctor is telling you your diagnosis. The doctor is telling you what needs to be done. The doctor is giving instructions to you so that you can implement these things for better health. Yet, you turn your head from the doctor and ask the nurse. Do you understand how foolish that is? The nurse did not go to school to learn what the doctor learned. And so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is that doctor. And all these other people who come up, maybe nurses, but they don't have the understanding. They don't have the schooling. They don't have the guidance to truly heal you or diagnose your symptoms correctly. So I don't care how many times you tell me to turn to the nurse and I'm suffering from these ailments, I'm going to go to the person who went to school to see and diagnose these problems and give you the right prescription and medication. And so the right prescription to your suffering is undiluted teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this: I don't mind if you go teach the people what I'm talking about, but tell them exactly what I'm talking about. Don't add to or take away from what I tell you, because if you add to or take away, you are making it other than the truth. Now, that is clear. What more, and I have an audio clip that I can play, but I'm not going to play today. I actually have an audio clip, brothers and sisters, especially you who are following Minister Louis Farrakhan, where in the Theology of Time, he specifically said these things when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was on the scene. He specifically said, there is no need for another to come. There is no need. No one else can teach you any other thing other than what the messenger taught you. Now, how can you get mad at me when I'm following what Lewis said when he was in front of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? What better prescription to follow than what Lewis said in the presence of the messenger? Not after the messenger left. You understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Listen to me good.
Yeah.
And I have to touch these things home because we are in a crucial time, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, we are in a crucial time. I was reading an article, and I'm going to tie this in, and I'm going to bring Brother Minister John back in a few minutes, but I'm going to tie this in to something. When we look at these things, we need to know the time, as I continue to teach you and tell you, and Brother Minister John continues to teach you and tell you, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the most important thing that we can learn in this day is the time. Without the knowledge of the time, we will yet be victim. I don't care how much knowledge we accumulate. If we are not aware of the time, we can't watch for the signs. And if we cannot watch for the signs, all your praying is in vain, because you can get in the way of a God who has an aim to take out his enemy.
That's right.
So we are at a point now where it is so crucial that you take proper instructions, proper guidance from the proper leader. That proper leader is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, the reason I'm saying this, brothers and sisters, because it's so critical. We're at a critical junction in the history of our people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, 99% of you don't know that our future is at stake here.
That's right.
And that's right, brother. And if you are trying to integrate with these foolish ideas, or you are trying to integrate with this world, you will be caught and given the same thing that this world has got. In an article, we have it up on the website, but in an article from from Financial Times, the British Prime Minister, who is equivalent in America to the President, Cameron, his words were, he warned America, too. He said that this thing is global and that America could collapse. But he warned Europe. He said, time is short for the Eurozone, and we have 2 to 3 weeks before D-Day. Listen to me good. This white man is telling you that his world is crumbling down. This white man is telling you that he cannot do anything about it. Now, Elijah, that man there, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you Elijah, and he shall turn the hearts of the father to the children and the children to the father, lest I come smite the earth with a curse. Why did you say that, Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad? Because in that, it said, and I will send you Elijah, the prophet, and he, it didn't say we, us,
right.
they, or
right.
them.
Right.
It said
right.
he shall turn the hearts of the children to the father and the father to the children. Right?
That's right.
So
That's right.
it gives you clear instructions on who to listen to in these
yeah.
days and times, this crucial junction in history where one world is going out and another
yeah.
world is coming in.
Yeah.
It didn't say we, as Brother Minister John Muhammad and myself tell you, we don't have salvation for you. Salvation
That's
only
right.
lies in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Muhammad. That's right.
This man, the Bible says it so beautifully when it's talking about that Lamb of God. It said, through his stripes we
yeah,
were healed.
Was healed, yeah.
He was bruised for our salvation for 44 years of
yeah.
unrelenting
yes.
persecution on this man.
Yes.
He gave it all for the benefit and salvation of the entire black nation, brothers and sisters.
That's
now,
right.
it would behoove me, and I would be less than a man, to throw that down to pick up something from a student. Are
That's
you?
Right.
Have you lost your mind?
That's
How
right.
am I going to follow a student when a student is in the class with me, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
ignore the teacher? That's
yeah.
insanity. The student don't have what the teacher got.
That's right.
That's what the student is in class for.
For.
You
right.
understand? So don't get mad at me. Because I have declared before the world that I am married to. Yes, I have taken
yeah.
nuptials with
yeah.
Allah
yeah.
and his messenger. And I refuse
yeah.
to commit spiritual fornication and adultery.
Yes.
You can be mad all you want. But what God has joined together this day, I ain't going to let no man. Cut asunder. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk with Elijah. I'm going to talk that Elijah. I'm going to teach that Elijah. I'm going to live that Elijah, brothers and sisters. And let me tell you, and if you don't want Elijah,
mm-hmm.
Rashid Muhammad don't want you. And
right.
I'm sorry that I had to get on this, but I had to address this because these things are going on right now. And also, after this was going on, brother, I have to tell you this. Because this is morning talk. We're talking.
Yeah.
Brother Minister John, you know, now they have they've put up their own page on Facebook now, and it's like this, the Nation of Islam. Now this is recently put up there, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The Nation of Islam, under the leadership of Louis Farrakhan, they have their own website up there on Facebook now, to distinguish themselves from the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And it's a shame, but it goes back to what Messenger Muhammad said in the warning to the hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was talking, especially in part two, when he
mm-hmm.
was talking about those people who were inculcated with these hypocritical leaders' ideas. And I'm not jumping on Louis Farrakhan. I'm just explaining some, brothers and sisters. So don't take this and run and say such and such, because I'm a grown man. If I have something to say about Louis, I'll say it. But what the messenger said, he said, these hypocritical leaders, they are mad with Allah because he did not choose them for the messengership. And so they go and try to make war with the messenger by hiding behind the people's love for the messenger. This is what the messenger said. He said, and this also brought those people who love the messenger into the same condition of that chief hypocritical leader, because he breathed into them his wisdom and his inspiration, which was actually diametrically opposed to God and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, this is warning to the hypocrites. We even got part one on one of our shows. You can go listen. Muhammad speaks a warning to the hypocrites. Go listen to that tape, and we're going to soon have part two up. And I'm telling you, The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is clear. He said these hypocritical leaders seek to make war with the messenger and overcome the messenger. And after they make war with the messenger, declare themselves to be the rightful messenger of Allah. I'm saying this for a reason, because I'm going to go back and point something out in just a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, also, Muhammad says, he was talking about this specific hypocritical leader. He said he surrounds himself with hypocrites. And after he gets him enough hypocrites and followers, he rises up and makes war on the messenger and tries to overcome the messenger. And after the messenger explained that, he said, God don't make two messengers. He only makes one messenger.
That's
he said, there's no need for another messenger, right? This is what the messenger said. Listen to me good.
Yeah.
And the messenger also was talking about that there's no other guidance to come after his guidance, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing, because sometimes, brother, it seems like we are stupefied, that we cannot understand. You can't see the forest for the trees. It seems like you have blinders on, that you can't acknowledge the truth that is written or said right before you by the man you claim to follow. I'm going to address something else for the non-believers, but right now I'm talking to the so-called believers. Now, the reason I said that, brother, and I pointed these things out and warned to the hypocrites, is because if Minister Louis Farrakhan or any of the other leaders say something out of pocket, it is our duty to correct them. The messenger said if they say something wrong in public, we must correct them in public, or else people would think that we are going along with that. And so we must correct when they make these claims, these outlandish claims. Don't get mad at us for correcting them, because what we do, we point right to what the messenger say. We don't tell you. The messenger said one time when I was by myself with the messenger said X, Y, and Z. No, we tell you, go to page such and such. Pick it up. The messenger said this, right? Now, if we are showing you this, and you are mad at us for showing you this, you actually are in opposition to the messenger's teachings. Now, Minister Louis Farrakhan has made some claims, and sometimes he puts this out there through other people. And I have to say this. This is no attack on him. This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, last year, he was introduced as the messenger of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
He did not correct Ishmael Dainar on stage. And Brother Minister John Muhammad, you know as well as I do, as I told the people, that nothing happens on that rostrum without it already going through protocol.
Right.
And so if this was announced and he did not correct it in public, he condoned it, brother, and he knew it was going to be said. This is what we're saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the messenger said they make war with the messenger. They surround themselves with hypocrites.
Yeah.
Until they get enough of them, and then they raise up to make war with the messenger, and then try to overcome the messenger and declare themselves as the rightful messenger of Allah. Now come back to me for a second. Didn't Jibril Muhammad get put out of the Nation of Islam when his name was Bernard Kushmir? Didn't Tynetta Dainar get time out? Didn't Akbar Muhammad, the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, get time out of the nation? All of these people who he surrounded himself with were deemed unworthy to stand in the presence of the messenger by the messenger. The messenger said and warned to the hypocrites. They surround themselves with hypocrites. And when they get enough of hypocrites, they go and make war with the messenger to declare themselves the rightful messenger. And what was said in 2010? Come back and talk to me. And if I'm lying, call in and disprove what I'm saying today. Come on, talk back. Roll it back. 347-989-0855. Everything I say, I can prove. I'm not just talking, just to be hearing myself speak. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes, sir, brother. I'm sorry, brother. I want to talk about some news, but, brother,
go ahead.
I have to address this. You know, all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have to address these things, because if we do not address these things, we will be condoning these things, and that would bring us also in line with being chastised by Master Farad Muhammad. And that's something that I am not going to have on me. you know.
Right.
And even if I got to stand alone, the messenger constantly said this and warning to the hypocrites. He said, though the messenger have but few followers, that few will overcome the many. That
That's
is because
right.
Allah is with them.
Right.
And they are endowed with the very power and spirit of Almighty God Allah, because the power of Allah is in the word of Allah. And see, that's why we constantly tell you, take the messenger's teachings, turn them over, dissect them, eat them, love them, live them, because you empower yourself and you will start to gird your loins with the breastplate of God. And if you are doing that, you can truly say to the entire world, ha, 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 that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And
yeah.
we know this to be true. Our brothers and sisters, we just want you to understand why we say this. And it's no attack. Sometimes people think that they can sling mud on you. People think that they can say anything towards you. And when you respond and you break down what they say, it's an attack on them. No, 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 no. This is a defense of the messenger. The messenger said he don't need you as a follower if you don't defend him.
That's right.
What he said.
That's right.
And if I'm a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you can better believe or best believe
yeah.
that I'm going to defend my leader and teacher.
Yeah.
I love that man. And I'm not
yeah.
ashamed to tell the world that I love him and his God. As a matter of fact, I love him and his God more than I love the air that I breathe.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm telling you this day. They got one today, brother. I'm telling you. Because so long, people have been passive in defending the messenger. People are letting little things go here and there. I don't care what you say about me. So long as my Lord is pleased with me, as the Quran say, O soul that is at rest, well, enter into my blessings, well-pleasing to thy Lord and well-pleased. And I'm telling you that I am well-pleased with my Lord because
yeah.
I know that his word is a sure foundation to stand on, especially in these troubling times where the entire world is collapsing under your feet. You need a sturdy foundation that will not give way in the breakup of this old world. And I tell you all, lean on Muhammad, because in these crucial times, he will be your crutch to prop you up when you no longer have the strength to walk forward. This is the truth. This is the time that we must get our act together, brothers and sisters. Brother Minister John said something on the show way back when he said, you ain't got to be 100% right in this world. You just got to be over 51% right. You got to try to strive to be right, because it's impossible to be right in a wrong world, 100% right, unless you are the God.
That's right.
And so today, brothers and sisters, we are in the most filthiest,
yes.
wickedest, murderous place and nation to ever exist. We are in the bowels of the beast.
Yeah.
We are that rib that is in that mouth or that lion. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters. We, brothers and sisters, are suffering unneedlessly. This devil knew what he was doing when he placed these Negroes as oppositions to each other. Now, this devil is smart, Brother Minister John. I look at the devil. He'll put black people in black organizations or black things, you know, whenever we're trying to better ourselves.
Yeah.
And then he'll go place one over here in opposition to that
mm-hmm.
other one. Then he'll place this one over. And all of them get behind closed doors and hug and talk and laugh. And then they
mm-hmm.
lambast each other in the public. And then
yeah.
you would think that these are sturdy people. Now, I'm going to bring something to mind to these people who are listening to me, because I'm not all Farrakhan for a minute. I'm not attacking Farrakhan. I'm defending Elijah Muhammad. But let us go to something. Brothers and sisters, I don't have a short memory. I remember things. And I want to bring to you the truth before the people. And see, the messenger say we should accept truth regardless to whom or what.
Yes.
And if you fear to accept the truth, you're not worthy of the truth. As a matter of fact, Minister Louis Farrakhan said that himself under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the Theology of Time.
That's right.
If you are afraid to accept the truth, then you are not worthy of the truth. In fact, like he said, you're not worthy of life. Now, if we present truth before you today and you shun it because it may expose him or expose something that he said, then, brother, as he said, since you say you follow Louis Farrakhan, if since he said, if you are afraid to accept the truth, you're not worthy of truth. In fact about it, you're not worthy of life. And so you who follow him, if you will not accept the truth, regardless to whom or what, you are not worthy of life. Now,
yes.
Again, Louis Farrakhan has made some far-reaching things. And remember, on the show, and those who are constant listeners knew that I addressed these issues when Farrakhan was when he came out of pocket. Because sometimes this brother does speak out of pocket, brothers and sisters. And I got to say this, and some of you don't like this, but that brother's not above reproach.
That's right.
He's not no apostle.
That's right.
He's not above reproach. Now listen to me good. This brother said, and I got the tapes to prove it now, so don't tell me he didn't say this now. And don't tell me I didn't say it because it's on record, it's on the air. When Obama was being inaugurated, this brother was going all around America saying that Obama, when you see Obama, you see the Savior. This is what Farrakhan's, brothers and sisters, I'm not lying to you, this is what he said. He said, when you see Obama, you're looking at the Savior. When you hear him speak, you're hearing the Savior speak. That's what he said. He said, give him a chance. This brother has all these things working against him. Give him a chance. I said off back that that was a foolish approach. He was out of pocket, and he was a lie. And he was, brother, he was really in contempt to try to compare Obama to the Savior. See, brothers and sisters, y'all have short memories. I don't. This brother said this, and I said, this Negro, Obama, is a shield of a man, and he works for this devil. And I don't care what Louis Farrakhan says, it'll come out sooner or later. This Negro don't care nothing about you. And what now? Now let us fast forward to the day. Look at the speeches that Minister Louis Farrakhan are giving today. He is in condemnation of Mr. Obama, right? Now I want to ask y'all something. Did I come over to what Louis say, or did he come over to what I said? Huh? This is what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters. So let us examine these things that are lying right before us. Because sometimes we cannot see the forest for the trees. Now, as I said, I have a few things that I want to present before you, and I know time is short. Brother, I didn't mean to hog the whole show.
It's okay. There's one thing I want to say. One thing I'd like to say that you and I today, the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the black man, the so-called American Negro, that God came and he brought us spiritual civilization. And without spiritual civilization, we cannot move. We cannot go forth. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Almighty God, Allah, raised him up as a divine messenger of God himself to teach the people the spiritual civilization. So without spiritual civilization, then the Negro, the so-called American Negro, he falls right back into that which the devil have had him in for the last 400 years. And without spiritual civilization and the spiritual knowledge of God, and without righteousness, you must build a civilization of righteousness in the day in the presence of God. And without the spiritual civilization of righteousness that's come from God, last great messenger, there would be nothing but hell. There would be nothing but deceit. There would be nothing but lies. There would be nothing but backbiting. There would be nothing but those who would use a good man name to shield their dirty religion. But Islam, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, brought us a pure, naked truth that cannot be denied, nor can it be thrown out. This truth will last forever. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us with the spiritual civilization in a righteous mold, in a righteous nation, and that was his aim, one of his aims and purpose, is to bring us into righteousness where we don't have to lie anymore. We don't have to be deceitful anymore. And whenever you say, I am a follower, or I am a Muslim, and you are deceitful, and you say, I am a Muslim, and you are a liar, you say you are a Muslim, and you had not yet turned yourself to Allah trying to be upright, and you confess your faults. If you have not yet confessed your faults, so then you have still walking the way of Satan. You're still walking the way of the devil. And you have not yet want God to grant you protection against all your faults. So if you have the faults, and I know you do, and you have not yet asked Allah to grant you protection against your faults and your evil deeds, and you do evil deeds every day by lying and cheating and conniving and scheming, or even on each other, as you say, salam alaikum wa alaikum salam. See, this is not the way of the teachings of Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Messenger of God. The righteous messenger, the righteous God, brought to us the righteousness in order for you and I to get out of this clutch, get out of the muck and the mire of the devil. We must strive to be righteous and not strive to be that which the master have taught us. Now, you could be that by word of mouth. And that's why the Holy Quran says you're lip professors. It comes from your lip out. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. But what about your heart? Is your heart good? Is your heart pure? And that's why the Bible says if you can have a voice that make limbs fall from trees, if you can have a voice that make stars glitter in the sky, and have not love for your brother whom you see every day, you's a liar. So we, as Muslims and followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we love our brothers who have likewise mind. If you love God, if you love the God of Elijah, if you love the God that God brought to us, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad introduced him to us, and if you love him, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, he said, brother and sister, if Allah allows you to see me for who I say I am, you are a lucky man. And I tell you, I bear witness. I bear witness that he allowed me to see him for who he is. And I bear witness. So some of us who are saying many things because you have not been exposed to the reality of God in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, because you can't understand it. So God did not allow you to see him. So therefore, you cannot believe in that God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that he is the messenger of God, and prove it by every letter of all books that is written. But if you read it all and digest it all and say it well and cannot understand, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not allow you to see his messenger, then you're in bad shape. As the Bible says about the donkey and the rider, the slave master was riding the donkey in a narrow pass, 2,000 by 3,000. That was America. And there he saw God, the angel, in the path, in the narrow path. And the donkey recognized the angel. And if the donkey had not recognized the angel, according to the Bible, that he said, I will kill you both. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that angel there was Master Farad Muhammad. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the only one among thousands, among 17 million at that time, the only one in America knew God when he saw him. Recognize God when God opened his mouth. And he said, you are not who you say you are. You got to be God. And he said, yes, I am. But I'm saying to you, my friend, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the righteous servant of God, not the evil servant of God, you and I have to go and study. Study Elijah. Study the men of God. Study the righteous men of God. Study Abraham. You probably wouldn't follow him if you knew what he had to do when God commissioned him. Study the righteous people. You wouldn't do what you wouldn't want to be the man of God when you know what the men of God had to go through by the order of God because they was afraid to do it according to their wife, according to their son or daughter, according to the people on whom they are sitting among. But righteousness is the key. And most of us who are out here, you're not righteous in your mold. You're liars. You're not trying to be pure. You're not teaching your people to be pure. You're not teaching your people to be righteous. You're teaching them to be just like the devil, to be conniving and scheming, to be liars. My word is bond, and bond is life, and I'll give my life before my word shall fail. This is the teachings of God. This is the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So if you are not in that mold, if you're not in the mold trying to be righteous to each other, trying to love your brother as you love yourself, trying to love and uplift your brother as you uplift yourself. And remember, none can say they are without fault or blemish. We all have fault. So we say, I've turned myself trying to be upright to him who originated the heavens and the earth. Trying to be upright. Trying, not upright, trying to be upright. And then we say ourselves, surely my prayers and my sacrifice and my life and my death is all for Allah. But most of you don't say that because you're lying. You don't believe that. You don't believe in Elijah. You don't believe in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You don't believe ain't but one leader in America, and that leader is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One God. And that God is Master Farad Muhammad who came. One guide. That guide is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That protector of Elijah is Master Farad Muhammad, the Lord, the Savior of the world for the black man and the people of the world. Master Farad Muhammad, the on-time God, but he's a man. Have more power than any man that ever walked, than any man that ever moved. He have the power to protect us, and he have it in his hand to shut us out or let us in. And many times you say you are this and that, but you have been shut out of the righteousness. So nothing can come out of your mouth but cusses and lies and conniving and scheming, never meaning what you say and saying what you don't mean. And this is the way of those whom Allah have closed the door and you cannot come in, so you can only go into that which you came out of, and that was the way of lying and being deceitful and leading the people and showing the people the wrong direction. When it says, show them the straight path. The straight path. That's what the people want, the straight path. And I say to you, come and hear. Come to success. Come to Allah. Come to Allah who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Say it twice. Allahu Akbar, come to success. Come to success. Come to the way that Allah have given us. He have given us a divine guide, not just a guide. Not just someone who gets up and curses and use all kind of profanity language. No, that man who gets up and say to you, I am the messenger of God. I came with him, and he brought me the light of understanding. And I say to you this day, be like those who stand in ranks. Be like those who stand in ranks and say, I am not of the polytheists. So many of our people as in standing in the ranks, but you are still part of the polytheists. Remember, can you say, my friend, are you the one? Or are you the one who say, I am those who submit? Have you submitted to Allah who came? Have you submitted to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? If you have not submitted to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if you have not yet submitted to Allah, then use a liar. And now remember, you made an oath when you came in. You wrote a letter, and you made an oath. So therefore, you have backing out on your oath. So you have been unjust to yourself, and you're walking down the wrong road. So therefore, the world is leading you to evil and indecency and immoral practice. So therefore, you stand before the world naked, shameful, and you don't see it, but the world see it. The world applauds you. The world will clap, but it's the end of the world. And my friend, I turn it now back into the hands of Brother Minister Rashid Muhammad, who is doing a magnificent job in defending the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Brother, that was beautiful. I'm listening to you as you were teaching on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and teaching on righteousness and how people never say what they mean and never mean what they say. And this is the truth. And this is what I keep telling the people. You are supposed to judge a person not just by what they say, but the actions that are carried forth thereafter. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "White America isolates the messenger of God from their minds with these false promises and makes them to hate the messenger of God and to work against him, although the messenger of God is working for the interests of the black slaves." Stop right there.
That's right.
I know you say, "White America." Yeah, but the stool pigeons are considered part of white America, too. The sellouts are considered that. The people who have sold their souls.
That's right.
Are considered
That's
a
right.
part. We look at Barack Obama. He doesn't classify himself as a black man, and neither does some of these other people. I know one leader, one who supposedly highly respected, when they asked him, did he want to be the leader of black America? His answer was no. I want to be the leader of all America. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not come for that. Master Farad Muhammad didn't come for that. Master, I don't care what they teaching you over in them temples talking about. Master Farad Muhammad had a dilemma on who he was going to save because his mother was white. Brothers and sisters, that is a bunch of foolishness and lies. You have never heard the messenger teach on that lie. You have never heard them people who are saying it now say it when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was amongst us. These are lies, see. They know. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters. You know that people sometimes embellish things to make themselves look great.
That's right.
And sometimes they hide the truth of certain matters so that you can look to them for guidance. But
That's
the messenger said hiding the truth is a very serious offense because
That's
it can
right.
cause the loss of lives and property. Brothers and sisters, so today we are throwing this truth out there. We don't care who it condemns.
That's
and this
right.
is what kills me, because when we say these truths, we don't even talk about a specific person. But that self-accusing spirit forces these people to write these letters, write these emails, and ship them to us and say, "Why are you talking about Louis Farrakhan? Why are you talking about this person?" We're not talking about that. We're defending the messenger. But it was on your mind because you knew what we said, that the messenger said was absolutely diametrically opposed to what you have been learning from these other leaders. So don't fault us for teaching the truth. You should be faulting the person who is lying to you. You know what this reminds me of? A victim of a crime getting mad at a law enforcement officer who comes there to arrest the culprit. They have been in love with their robbery. So long they have been in love with their robbers that this day they try demonize, hurt, and discredit the people who are trying to enforce the laws of God, which are the people who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is what's going on, brothers and sisters. That is insanity. That is pure insanity. And you have got to learn, brothers and sisters. You got listen. This is a war. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Quran, the Bible, and every other thing say that this was the war of Armageddon. It was a war for your soul, a war on right now. Now, in war, sometimes you gotta go into the guerrilla mode to survive and to make sure you can push forward certain objectives. So if you don't have a temple next to you that's teaching the truth, if you don't have a group of people there that's teaching the truth, if you don't too much know the truth, then what you do, you go to people who know it, even if you have to call them, even if you have to write them, and you
that's
go
right.
in the
that's
trenches,
right. that's
and you learn the truth. So when you emerge out of the trench, you can fire with all your ammunition. See,
that's
this is what we got. We got to take this devil world down, and by that we have to take these Uncle Toms, these stool pigeons, and we have to expose them for who they are and for what they're saying, because in this day and time, brother, sister, if you are misled, you can be misled into a lake of fire this day.
That's right.
This is not
that's
like the times of past. This is the new time, brothers and sisters, whether you know it or not.
Yes.
You can hear it in the white man's voice. You can hear it in his speeches. You can hear it in his lectures.
Yes.
That
yes.
his system is
yes.
in utter disarray. It's collapsing. It's declining.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable that they fall, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
I wanted to play an audio tape, but I'm going to wait till the next show about this certain economic scholar who is saying that it is no longer a if, it is when, and he said it is a mathematical certainty
yes.
that Europe and America will collapse. This is a white scholar, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Europe and America and the white world, as he said, the Western Anglo world is about to collapse, don't
yeah.
fault him for being racist. He white.
That's right.
He is telling you the conclusion that he got from all of his mathematical learning.
Mm-hmm.
It is a confirmed fact that they're falling. So if one world is falling, that makes
mm-hmm.
way for a new world.
The other.
And that
yeah.
new world, the future of that new world is so bright that you might have to wear shades. And brothers and
right.
sisters, don't you want to be a part of that eternity, that part where your children's children, 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 children will live
mm-hmm.
to see their children, 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 children,
mm-hmm.
children, children. Brothers and sisters,
yeah.
that is a magnificent time of freedom, justice, and equality, and unlimited progress. See, in this world, a limited world, we have limited progress. But in that world of unlimitedness, as Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Islam and mathematics are compared to be the same thing. Why?
Right.
Because you can prove mathematics at no limit of time, and you can prove Islam at no limit of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this new Islam that has been brought to us is an infinite Islam.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, all praise is due to Allah. Listen to us good. You have been assured of eternity if you accept Jesus Christ, Master Farad Muhammad. You know, it's beautiful in the Bible where it says weeping may endure for a night.
Yeah.
You know, and it tells you that if you hold on, brothers and sisters, joy cometh in the morning. And we
mm-hmm.
know that Farad means morning. So we're
mm-hmm.
telling you that your joy will come in Farad. We're telling you this.
Yeah.
That your weeping is endured for just one night in this
mm-hmm.
dying, dead, and dark, cold world. But if you hold on, stand strong, and stand with Muhammad, your joy will come with Farad. And I'm telling you this because I know it to be true. We love y'all, brothers and sisters, and we say unto you all, join us on our next show Thursday as we teach the unwavering truth of Almighty God. We don't care who it offends because truth offends. But at the same time, if you accept truth, truth make amends. On that note, we go out in the same way we came in the name of our Lord and Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, to whom all holy praises are due. And we thank him for giving us a divine leader, teacher, and guide in the person of the most humble and honorable Elijah Muhammad. With all love and peace, we say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com. And click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God lifts you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day the rosy day. Hope is now without.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.